Obviously pleased to score the runs we scored. You know, the tail wagged a bit, which it's happened in the past. So to put that score on the board, you know, quite pleasing after being put into bat. Then the bowling effort, I thought by and large was good. Our first hour could have been a lot better. So that was disappointing. But the lads acknowledged that, and I think the key is how we responded, you know, after that first hour. And I think after that first hour, I thought we were very good. So all in all, happy coach.
They could have quite easily been 110 for four, couldn't they, rather than 110 for one or two?
Not the way we bowled early on. We didn't bowl well enough.
It was just after that first 10 overs, wasn't it?
We need to adapt quicker. To, you know, if we're not getting it right, we need to find a solution to get it right quicker, because we can't afford to let teams get off to a fly like that. It's not good enough. But the lads knew that, and they knew that all the bowlers knew they needed to be better in that situation.
What was the main fault there then, guys? Were they just going too short?
Too full, too wide?
Too full,
most of it.
Just didn't get it right. And look, that can happen. And, you know, I'm really conscious of that. Lads, you know, can't fault their efforts. They've worked hard, but you know, we've just got to, you know, if we're going to bowl sides out, you know, we need to be ruthless, and we weren't ruthless enough in that first 10 overs, and we need to be better.
You're pleased with the way that you sort of fought back from that?
Absolutely, yeah, 100%. And each of the bowlers, they all worked really hard and pegged it back nicely. So, look, it's still a long way to go in this game. It's you know, if we're going to come close to being successful in this game, we're going to have to continue doing what we're doing, and you know, and be absolutely ruthless.
Would the follow-on be an option if it?
It depends. I mean, for me, follow-on's very simple. If you've spent more than, you know, 70, 80 overs in the field, it's pretty unlikely you enforce it, unless time is running out.
Yeah.
But I'd be. Yeah, I mean, look, we just have to wait and see where we're at and how fresh the bowlers are. But yeah, I would say it'd be quite unlikely.
So you've got the new ball in the morning, fairly
soon. We got 10 overs time, we've got the new ball. So hopefully, you know, in an ideal world, we can pinch a wicket before the newie and then knock them over. And then that'll be up to the captain to decide which way he wants to go. But look, we can't look too far ahead because, you know, you do forget what's right in front of you. We've just got to focus on bowling really well, bowling at discipline, line and length, and see what happens. You know, if you can't look too far ahead. I can't say to you predict what we're going to do. You know, they might get 450, 460. So we can't, you know, focus too much on it. Once, if a situation arises where we have to look at our options, then we'll look at it then. But at the moment, standing here on day two, end of day two, tomorrow, it's about going out there and being absolutely ruthless with our line and length, put pressure back on Durham and get them to play shots they don't want to play, build that scoreboard pressure, and hopefully we can, you know, create some opportunities.